Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of Dominica, A Journey Through Time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 5, Resistance and Maroon Communities. In the shadow of Dominica's towering mountains and dense rainforests, stories of resilience unfolded. For centuries, the island's rugged terrain had shielded its original inhabitants, the Kalinago, from invaders. Now it became a haven for another group of defiant survivors, the Maroons. These were men and women who fled the brutal conditions of plantation slavery, choosing the perils of escape over the chains of oppression. In their hidden communities, they found freedom, forged solidarity, and waged a silent war against the colonial powers that sought to subjugate them. This chapter dives into the inspiring story of the Maroon communities in Dominica, their resourcefulness, their resistance, and the lasting impact of their fight for freedom. The escape to freedom. To the enslaved people working the plantations, Dominica's wild interior represented more than a physical landscape. It was a symbol of hope. The dense forests, steep valleys, and hidden rivers were impenetrable to most colonists, but to those desperate for freedom, they were a refuge. Runaways often escaped in the dead of night, navigating the dark with nothing but their instincts and the whispers of those who had fled before them. Some sought out established Maroon communities, while others ventured deep into the wilderness to carve out a solitary existence. Either way, escape was a harrowing journey fraught with dangers. Pursuit by armed patrols, hunger, illness, and the ever-present threat of recapture. For those who succeeded, however, the reward was priceless: freedom. Building hidden communities. The Maroons of Dominica were not merely escapees. They were builders of a new way of life. In the island's most remote regions, they established self-sufficient communities. These settlements were strategically located, often high in the mountains or deep within forests where they were almost impossible to find. Life in Maroon communities. Agriculture. Maroons cultivated small plots of land, growing crops like cassava, yams, and bananas. They supplemented their diet by hunting and fishing. Craftsmanship. Using skills brought from Africa, they crafted tools, weapons, and shelters from the natural resources around them. Spirituality. Religion played a vital role in maintaining morale and unity. They combined African spiritual practices with elements of Christianity, creating a unique belief system that reinforced their connection to their ancestors and their fight for freedom. Defense. Communities were heavily fortified with traps and lookouts. Maroons used their knowledge of the land to evade or ambush colonial forces. The Maroons lived as outlaws in the eyes of the colonists, but within their communities, they were free individuals, leaders, healers, warriors, and families. Guerrilla warfare, the fight for freedom. The Maroons did not merely seek to live in isolation. They actively resisted the colonial system that had enslaved them. They waged a guerrilla war against the planters, launching raids on plantations to free others, steal supplies, and disrupt the economy. Maroons became masters of the land, using the forests as their shield and the rivers as their highways. Their ambush tactics struck fear into the colonists, who often struggled to retaliate effectively. Armed with homemade weapons and an intimate knowledge of the terrain, they proved to be a formidable force despite their limited resources. Colonial retaliation. The colonial authorities viewed the Maroons as a grave threat to their power. To the planters, each escaped enslaved person was a loss of labor, and the existence of Maroon communities emboldened others to flee. Colonial governments dispatched militias to track and destroy Maroon settlements, but these efforts were rarely successful. The Maroons' use of camouflage, traps, and surprise attacks made them nearly impossible to capture. In one infamous campaign, British forces attempted to crush a prominent Maroon settlement deep in Dominica's forests. After weeks of fruitless searching, the soldiers returned empty-handed, defeated by the terrain and the Maroons' cunning. Stories like this became part of Maroon legend, inspiring enslaved people and frustrating colonial authorities. The role of women in Maroon resistance. Women played crucial roles in Maroon communities, often acting as the glue that held them together. They were farmers, healers, and caretakers, ensuring the survival of their people. Some women also took on active roles in resistance efforts, serving as scouts, messengers, and even warriors. Their resilience and resourcefulness became the backbone of Maroon society. Oral traditions recount tales of women who used their knowledge of plants to heal the wounded or poison colonial troops, and others who led daring raids to liberate enslaved people from plantations. The legacy of the Maroons. By the late 18th century, Dominica's Maroons had become a symbol of resistance across the Caribbean. Their fight for freedom inspired countless others, both enslaved and free, and challenged the colonial narrative of control and dominance. The existence of Maroon communities was a reminder that even under the harshest oppression, resistance was possible. Eventually, the colonial powers were forced to negotiate with the Maroons, offering treaties that recognized their autonomy in exchange for an end to raids. These agreements marked a reluctant acknowledgement of the Maroons' strength and resilience. Cultural contributions. The Maroons' legacy extends far beyond their military resistance. Their traditions, music, and spiritual practices left an indelible mark on Dominica's culture. Elements of their African heritage blended with the island's indigenous and colonial influences, creating a unique cultural identity that endures to this day. The Maroon spirit, defined by resilience, defiance, and a fierce love of freedom, became a cornerstone of Dominica's national identity. Their story is celebrated in folklore, songs, and ceremonies, a testament to their enduring impact on the island's history. Conclusion. The story of Dominica's Maroons is a story of courage in the face of impossible odds. They were more than escapees. They were warriors, builders, and symbols of defiance. Their fight for freedom shook the foundations of the colonial system and proved that the human spirit could not be chained. As we move into the next chapter, we will explore the abolition of slavery and the challenges faced by freed people as they sought to build new lives in a world still scarred by the legacies of oppression. Closing reflection. Imagine fleeing into the night, your heart pounding as you leave behind the only life you've ever known, driven by the hope of freedom. Picture finding refuge in the embrace of Dominica's wild interior, where every shadow could mean safety or danger. The Maroon story reminds us that freedom is not just a gift. It is something worth fighting for, no matter the cost. How far would you go to reclaim your freedom? How deeply would you fight to protect it? These are the questions that linger as their legacy continues to inspire. Chapter 6, Path to Abolition. By the early 19th century, the oppressive system of slavery that had shaped Dominica's economy and society for generations was beginning to crumble. Across the Caribbean and beyond, calls for freedom were growing louder. The enslaved resisted with unyielding determination. Abolitionists in Europe fought to expose the horrors of the slave trade, and economic realities began to shift. Dominica, like much of the British Caribbean, stood on the precipice of profound change. This chapter chronicles the turbulent path to abolition, an era marked by resistance, rebellion, and reform, and the struggles that continued even after emancipation was declared. The seeds of change. The push for abolition did not emerge in isolation. It was the culmination of decades of resistance from the enslaved, combined with shifting political and economic currents in Britain. The morality of slavery was increasingly questioned in the public sphere, and the profitability of the plantation system was beginning to decline. Key factors driving abolition. Resistance by the enslaved. From everyday acts of defiance to full-scale uprisings, the enslaved continuously fought against their oppression. Their resilience made it clear that slavery could not be sustained indefinitely. The abolitionist movement. In Britain, organizations like the Society for Effecting the Abolition of the Slave Trade gained momentum. Figures like William Wilberforce, Olotah Equiano, and Thomas Clarkson brought the realities of slavery to public attention through speeches, books, and petitions. Economic pressures. The sugar industry, once the lifeblood of Caribbean colonies, was no longer as lucrative. Competition from beet sugar producers in Europe and declining demand for West Indian sugar made the plantation system less viable. Rebellion and the Haitian influence. Dominica, like other Caribbean islands, felt the tremors of the Haitian Revolution, 1791 to 1804, where enslaved people in Saint-Domingue overthrew their French oppressors to establish the first Black Republic. This monumental event sent shockwaves across the region, inspiring enslaved people and terrifying colonial authorities. On Dominica, these influences manifested in several uprisings, as enslaved people sought to claim their freedom by force. Rebellions were met with brutal suppression, but they served as a constant reminder that the system of slavery was under siege. Notable rebellion on Dominica. In 1814, a major uprising shook the island. Enslaved individuals took to the plantations with weapons, setting fields ablaze and demanding freedom. Though the rebellion was ultimately crushed, it reinforced the urgent need for change. The abolition of the slave trade. The first major victory for the abolitionist movement came in 1807, when Britain passed the Abolition of the Slave Trade Act. This legislation made it illegal to buy or sell enslaved people within the British Empire. However, slavery itself remained legal, and those already enslaved saw little improvement in their conditions. On Dominica, the abolition of the trade had mixed effects. Planters, unable to import new labor, tightened their grip on the enslaved population, imposing harsher conditions to extract maximum productivity. At the same time, the law emboldened abolitionists and gave hope to the enslaved that freedom was within reach. The road to emancipation. The 1820s and 1830s were a period of growing tension. Across the British Caribbean, enslaved people continued to resist, while abolitionist campaigns intensified. In Dominica, the fight for freedom took many forms, from clandestine meetings to petitions and even the occasional rebellion. Key milestones. Abolition of Slavery Act. 1833, after years of debate and resistance from planters, Britain passed the act that officially abolished slavery in its colonies. The law took effect on August 1, 1834. The apprenticeship system. Rather than granting immediate freedom, the act introduced an apprenticeship period, during which formerly enslaved individuals were required to continue working for their former masters for minimal wages. This system, which lasted until 1838, was widely criticized as little more than slavery by another name. Emancipation and its challenges. On August 1, 1834, Dominica's enslaved population celebrated the official end of slavery, though the reality of freedom was far more complex. The apprenticeship system delayed full emancipation, and even after its abolition in 1838, newly freed individuals faced significant challenges. Life after emancipation. Economic struggles. Freed people were often denied access to land and forced into exploitative labor contracts with plantation owners. Social discrimination. Despite their freedom, the formerly enslaved continued to face systemic racism and exclusion from political and economic power. Community building. Many freed individuals sought to establish independent communities, pooling resources to buy land and build schools, churches, and homes. Dominica's terrain, which had been a refuge for Maroons, now provided opportunities for newly freed individuals to live off the land. Smallholder farming became a cornerstone of the island's post-slavery economy, as freed people cultivated crops like bananas, yams, and cocoa. The role of free people of color. Dominica had a unique demographic compared to many other Caribbean colonies. By the early 19th century, a significant portion of its population consisted of free people of color, individuals of African descent who had gained freedom before emancipation. Many of these individuals were educated and economically successful, and they played a critical role in the island's transition to freedom. In 1831, free people of color gained the right to vote in Dominica, a landmark event that set the stage for the island's political evolution. By the mid-19th century, Dominica became the only British colony in the Caribbean where a black majority held political power. The legacy of abolition. The abolition of slavery was a monumental achievement, but it was far from the end of the struggle for equality. In Dominica, as in much of the Caribbean, the legacies of slavery continued to shape society long after emancipation. Economic inequality, racial discrimination, and the dominance of the plantation elite persisted, creating challenges that would take generations to address. Yet, the resilience of the formerly enslaved and their descendants laid the foundation for a new Dominica, one built on the ideals of freedom, self-determination, and community. Conclusion. The path to abolition was long and fraught with struggle, but it was also a testament to the indomitable spirit of those who refused to accept oppression. For the enslaved people of Dominica, freedom was not a gift. It was something they fought for with courage and sacrifice. As we turn to the next chapter, we'll explore the post-emancipation era, focusing on how Dominica's people navigated the challenges of freedom, built new communities, and began to redefine their place in the world. Closing reflection. Imagine the first sunrise of freedom after centuries of enslavement. What would it feel like to know the chains had been broken, yet so many challenges remained? The story of abolition is a reminder that freedom is not the end of a journey, but the beginning of a new struggle. How do you rebuild a life and a society after centuries of injustice? This question echoes through history as Dominica's story continues. Chapter 7, Post-Emancipation Struggles. August 1, 1838, marked a historic moment in Dominica's history as full emancipation came into effect. For the formerly enslaved people, it was a day of celebration and hope, a chance to chart a new path after generations of oppression. Yet, as the first rays of freedom broke over the island, the shadows of systemic inequality and colonial dominance lingered. The post-emancipation period in Dominica was not simply the end of one struggle, but the beginning of another. Freed individuals faced challenges of land ownership, labor exploitation, and social discrimination. This chapter delves into the turbulent years following emancipation, highlighting the resilience of Dominica's people as they worked to build a new society. Freedom with strings attached. Emancipation may have freed the enslaved, but it did little to dismantle the structures that had upheld slavery. Plantation owners, who had been compensated generously by the British government for the loss of their property, still held the reins of economic power. Meanwhile, freed people were left with nothing but their determination to forge a better life. Key challenges. Lack of land ownership. Land was the key to independence, yet most fertile land remained in the hands of plantation owners. Freed individuals often found themselves working as tenant farmers or sharecroppers, trapped in cycles of poverty. Labor exploitation. Plantation owners sought to maintain their profits by imposing low wages and harsh conditions on the newly freed workforce. Many former enslaved people refused to work under such exploitative terms, leading to labor shortages and tensions. Social discrimination. Despite their legal freedom, the formerly enslaved faced systemic racism. Colonial authorities and the planter class sought to preserve the social hierarchy, relegating Black Dominicans to the lowest rungs of society. The fight for land and independence. For the freed population, land represented freedom in its truest sense, a way to sustain themselves without relying on the plantation economy. Many pooled their meager resources to purchase small plots of land, often in the island's mountainous interior. These smallholder farmers cultivated subsistence crops like yams, bananas, and cassava, and over time, their resilience created a new agrarian economy independent of the plantations. The rise of peasant agriculture. Freed individuals prioritized self-sufficiency, valuing small-scale farming over wage labor on plantations. Communities worked collectively, sharing tools, seeds, and knowledge to rebuild their lives. Peasant agriculture became a cornerstone of Dominica's post-emancipation economy, challenging the dominance of the plantation system. Emergence of free communities. Across Dominica, freed individuals began forming their own communities, carving out spaces where they could live with dignity and autonomy. These villages, often nestled in the rugged interior, became hubs of cultural preservation and innovation. Life in free communities. Education. Freed people placed a high value on education, seeing it as a path to empowerment. Churches and missionary schools became centers of learning, offering basic literacy and vocational training. Religion. Spirituality continued to play a vital role in community life. The blending of African traditions with Christian practices gave rise to unique religious expressions, fostering unity and resilience. Culture, music, dance, and storytelling flourished in these communities, preserving African heritage while adapting to the realities of life in Dominica. These communities were not just places to live, they were symbols of freedom and resistance, a testament to the strength of the human spirit. A new political landscape. Dominica's post-emancipation period saw significant shifts in its political landscape. By the 1840s, free people of color, many of whom had been landowners or merchants prior to emancipation, began to demand greater representation in colonial governance. Their efforts culminated in 1831, when free men of color were granted the right to vote. Black majority rule. By the mid-19th century, Dominica was the only British colony in the Caribbean where the majority Black population held political power. This was a remarkable achievement, given the entrenched racism of the time. Leaders like John Jacob Thomas and George Charles played key roles in advocating for the rights of Dominica's Black population, using their positions in government to push for social and economic reforms. Despite these gains, political power was not evenly distributed. The planter class and colonial authorities worked tirelessly to undermine Black leadership, creating tensions that would persist for decades. Struggles against colonial control. Even as Dominica's black majority gained political representation, the colonial government continued to impose its authority. High taxes, restrictive laws, and the lack of investment in infrastructure and public services highlighted the disparities between the colonial elite and the island's population. Economic challenges. The global sugar market continued to decline, leaving many plantations bankrupt and exacerbating economic instability on the island. Freed individuals, while independent, struggled to access markets for their crops, as colonial policies prioritized plantation exports over smallholder farming. Despite these obstacles, Dominica's people persevered, relying on their resourcefulness and communal strength to weather the hardships. The spirit of resilience. The post-emancipation years were marked by immense hardship, but they also revealed the resilience and creativity of Dominica's people. Freed individuals transformed the island's interior into a thriving network of small farms and villages, laying the foundation for a society built on self-sufficiency and solidarity. Their stories of perseverance, of turning adversity into opportunity, continue to inspire Dominica's national identity. The struggle for true freedom, freedom from poverty, discrimination, and colonial oppression, was far from over, but the seeds of change had been planted. Conclusion: the years following emancipation were a time of transition and turmoil, as Dominica's people navigated the challenges of a new world. While the road to equality and justice remained long, the determination of the freed population to reclaim their lives and build a better future set the stage for the island's eventual independence. As we move into the next chapter, we'll explore the cultural and social transformations that emerged in Dominica during this period, examining how art, music, and tradition became powerful tools for resilience and identity in the face of ongoing challenges. Closing reflection. Imagine stepping into freedom for the first time, with no map, no guide, only the promise of a better life ahead. For Dominica's freed people, this was their reality, the daunting task of building a new society from the ground up. What would you prioritize in the face of such uncertainty? How would you define freedom for yourself and your community? These are questions that shaped the struggles and triumphs of Dominica's post-emancipation era. Chapter 8, Cultural Tapestry, The Evolution of Dominica's Identity. The abolition of slavery and the struggles of post-emancipation Dominica set the stage for a cultural renaissance. Freed individuals, no longer bound to plantations, found new ways to express themselves, blending traditions brought from Africa with influences from the Kalinago, European colonists, and the unique challenges of island life. Over time, Dominica developed a distinct cultural identity, a tapestry woven with music, storytelling, spirituality, cuisine, and language. This chapter explores the evolution of Dominica's culture, highlighting the resilience and creativity of its people as they transformed their collective struggles into vibrant expressions of identity and unity. The roots of a unique identity. Dominica's culture is rooted in its history of resilience and diversity. From the Kalinago people, who named the island Waitakubuli, to the enslaved Africans who brought rich oral traditions, spirituality, and music, the island became a meeting point for cultures that merged and evolved over centuries. Key influences. Kalinago heritage. The Kalinago left an indelible mark on Dominica, from their respect for nature to their craftsmanship in canoe building and basket weaving. African legacy. Enslaved Africans brought with them rich traditions of storytelling, drumming, dance, and spirituality, which became the foundation of Dominica's cultural expressions. European influence. Colonial powers introduced Christianity, architectural styles, and new agricultural practices, which Dominicans adapted to their own needs and values. Language, a blend of worlds. Dominica's linguistic landscape reflects its complex history. While English became the official language during British rule, the people of Dominica also developed a Creole language known as Creole or Patois. This language, a blend of French, African, and indigenous words, became a vital tool for communication, storytelling, and cultural preservation. Significance of Creole. It served as a unifying force for Dominicans, transcending social and racial divides. Creole became a vehicle for oral traditions, carrying the stories, proverbs, and songs of the people. Today, Creole is celebrated as a symbol of Dominica's identity, with events like Creole Day and the World Creole Music Festival paying homage to its importance. Music and dance, the heartbeat of Dominica. Music and dance have always been at the center of Dominica's cultural life, offering a means of expression, resistance, and celebration. Rooted in African rhythms, these art forms evolved to incorporate European instruments and influences, resulting in unique genres that define the island's sound. Key musical traditions. Drumming and folk music. African drumming traditions survived through the centuries, serving as a spiritual and communal activity. Songs often carried messages of resistance or hope. Cadence Lipso. In the 20th century, Dominica gave birth to Cadence Lipso, a genre blending Creole rhythms, calypso, and traditional folk music. Artists like Gordon Henderson and Exile One brought this sound to the world stage. Bouillon music. A more recent creation, bouillon, emerged in the 1980s, combining elements of cadence, soca, and reggae. It remains a popular genre, reflecting the island's evolving cultural landscape. Dance, too, plays a crucial role, with traditional styles like the belle and quadrille still performed at festivals and celebrations. Storytelling, the voice of a people. For centuries, Dominicans relied on storytelling to pass down their history, values, and traditions. Whether through folktales, proverbs, or songs, storytelling preserved the collective memory of the island's people, connecting generations. Common themes in Dominican folktales: resistance and resilience. Stories often featured characters who outwitted oppressors or overcame great odds. Spirituality and superstition. Folktales reflected the blend of African spiritual beliefs and Christian influences, with tales of spirits, jumbies, ghosts, and obia, folk magic. Lessons and morals. Proverbs and stories conveyed important life lessons, often tied to the values of community and perseverance. Storytelling remains an integral part of Dominican culture, celebrated in schools, festivals, and family gatherings. Spirituality, a fusion of beliefs. Dominica's spiritual landscape reflects its multicultural roots, combining African traditions, Christianity, and Kalinago practices. Catholicism, introduced by the French and reinforced by the British, became the dominant religion, but it was often practiced alongside African-inspired spiritual systems. Blended spiritual practices. Obia and traditional healing. These African-derived practices focused on using natural remedies, prayers, and rituals to heal physical and spiritual ailments. Syncretism and worship. Christian saints were often paired with African deities, creating a unique form of worship that honored both traditions. This spiritual fusion provided a source of strength and unity for Dominicans, particularly during times of hardship. Cuisine, a taste of history. Dominican cuisine is a delicious reflection of its history and geography, blending indigenous, African, and European influences. The island's fertile land and abundant seas provided a rich variety of ingredients that shaped its culinary traditions. Signature dishes. Callaloo soup, a hearty dish made from taro leaves, coconut milk, and spices, reflecting African and indigenous influences. Mountain chicken. Despite its name, this dish features frog legs and is a local delicacy. Bouillon, a flavorful stew made with meat, ground provisions, and spices. Cassava bread, a staple food inherited from the Kalinago, made from grated cassava. Food became more than sustenance. It was a way to bring people together and preserve cultural traditions. Festivals, celebrating resilience. Dominica's festivals are vibrant celebrations of its culture and history, showcasing music, dance, and community spirit. These events highlight the island's ability to find joy and unity, even in the face of adversity. Notable festivals. Carnival. Known as the Real Moss, Dominica's Carnival is a colorful celebration rooted in African and French traditions, featuring parades, calypso competitions, and masquerades. Creole Day. A celebration of Creole language, food, and music, honoring the island's Creole heritage. World Creole Music Festival. An international event that brings together artists from across the Creole-speaking world, showcasing the richness of Dominica's music. Cultural identity today. Dominica's culture continues to evolve, blending tradition with modern influences. The island's artists, musicians, and storytellers are at the forefront of this transformation, using their work to explore themes of identity, resilience, and community. In a world that often seeks to homogenize cultures, Dominica stands as a beacon of authenticity, fiercely preserving its unique heritage while embracing new ideas. Conclusion: the cultural tapestry of Dominica is a testament to the resilience and creativity of its people. From the rhythms of Cadence Lipso to the flavors of Callaloo soup, every aspect of the island's culture tells a story of survival, adaptation, and pride. Dominicans have transformed their struggles into art, music, and traditions that continue to inspire and unite. As we move into the next chapter, we will explore how Dominica's natural environment, its rainforests, rivers, and volcanic landscapes, became a defining part of its identity, shaping not only its culture but also its place in the world. Closing reflection. Imagine the beat of a drum echoing through a village, or the sound of quail spoken over a pot of bubbling bouillon. These are not just moments in time. They are the heartbeat of Dominica, a living connection to its history. How does culture preserve the soul of a people? And how does it evolve without losing its essence? These questions guide us as we delve deeper into Dominica's story.